60-year-old Charlie Bates knows all too well the importance of consistency and control, especially when it comes to his diabetes.
Well, the first get up in the morning is I first check my glucose level. After checking that, I jump on my treadmill.
He was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in his late 40s.
Take my oral medicine in the morning, and each time before a meal, I take my short-term insulin because that's what keeps the sugar level down.
Charlie works tirelessly to juggle his treatment regimen around his job as a bus driver in Charlottesville, Virginia.
I have to admit, I've come a long way from where I was as far as dealing with diabetes.
But it wasn't always this way. For more than a decade, he was unwilling to accept his diabetes. This was the beginning of his struggle with non-adherence to treatment.
For a while, I ignored it. For quite a while, I ignored it. Because it was hard to accept.
Well, good morning, sir. How are you?
Just fine, sir.
Charlie's been behind the wheel for his entire professional career.
I started out with my dad sitting in his lap driving track and trail at night. Then I went from there into bus driving, and today I'm a bus driver. I love doing it because you get an opportunity to really meet a lot of people in the community. It's a great job.
Now approaching 8th and Main.
Yet, as conscientious as Charlie has always been about his job, he denied his diabetes and ignored his treatment for years. This left him open to some serious symptoms.
You know, I could sit in the seat of a vehicle and you feel it tangling in your feet and your leg is feeling like it's trying to go to sleep.
And as a professional driver, he understood the consequences.
You know, you could pass out, you could go into a diabetic coma, and sitting behind a wheel with other people's lives. It's a scary feeling. So you focus on yourself. Getting healthy.
Ironically, Charlie was no stranger to the effects of diabetes. His mother suffered from it for years.
Because she ended up on the kidney machine 3 times a week. She was on big doses of insulin.
And that left him with doubts around how effective insulin treatment would really be.
I didn't feel like it was effective for her. I didn't feel like it was going to do me any good.
It's a common misconception that can lead to poor adherence, says Charlie's endocrinologist, Dr. Anthony McCall of the University of Virginia School of Medicine.
He had the sense that his medications could harm him, and it was not clear to him that they were helping him, in part because they just weren't enough for his needs. And so it's easy to become suspicious and fearful in such situations.
When you look back over it, it was doing her some good. But she didn't follow through completely on the procedure it took to fight diabetes.
Still, Charlie avoided treatment. But it was education about diabetes treatment adherence that helped Charlie overcome his lack of trust that insulin would help him.
Hi, Mr. Bates. Hi. How are you?
When he came to see us, he did so in the hope that somehow we would help him to understand what was going on and thereby help him to develop and understand his own motivation for self-treatment.
All right, well, come on back. We're going back to room 3. And
if you can educate somebody as to how to do these things and support them in the decision-making and guide them to improve their self-care, then they get to take the credit for the stuff being good, and they feel rewarded because you've helped them, but they've still done it themselves.
And I've fought that for months. But my team kept working with me, but they wouldn't push, but they kept working with me. Came to the conclusion, let's go for it. What is the greatest fear, of losing your life or using that needle to save your life? 2 hours later, I can take it.
He started to have a little more faith as he got more understanding. And by the time he got on effective doses of insulin, then it worked. And he was able to see the benefit when he measured his blood sugars.
Still, Charlie's work schedule sometimes made it hard for him to take his mealtime insulin. So doctors also adjusted his treatment regimen to help him be more adherent.
One of his challenges is that he will have a bite of a sandwich every time he stops his bus. Well, you can't give yourself insulin to cover that. That doesn't work. The better approach for most people is to give them a flexible therapy with insulin that allows them to adapt the therapy to their lives. Once he got on a flexible regimen suited to his lifestyle and his work as well, he's been much better. He's improved by several points in his A1C.
As Charlie took control of his treatment, he began to get control of his diabetes.
And I think he decided that he was going to face this, and rather than have it control him, he was going to control it. Now he sees it working. He sees his blood sugars don't get out of control, and he's becoming more motivated to do additional things.
Additional things, like explaining to family and friends the importance of sticking to treatment.
That many of his friends and relatives with diabetes, as he started to talk to them, had no idea about the potential benefits of taking their medication like this.
You always want to check, because that is a silent killer. And believe me, I know.
Once in denial of his diabetes and distrustful of his treatment, Charlie is now on the road to acceptance and adherence.
It's joy to live happy. It's joy to feel good about yourself. And most of all, it's joy to know that no matter what problem you're faced with, you can overcome it. And right now, my biggest battle is overcoming diabetes, because I know there is medication out here that can help you overcome this thing. And that's why today I'm doing everything I can to deal with this issue head on.
The consequences of not being under control is more retinal disease, more risk of amputation, more risk of cardiovascular disease, more risk of kidney disease. So we don't know for sure who will pay that price, but statistically, all of those things are more common with less good control.
I like that one.
Just put more of that purple. You like that purple?
Sherry Danner Murphy and her husband Stephen love to go antiquing, hunting for hidden gems near their Northern Virginia home.
Who's looking at the glass? It's beautiful.
And Sherry has her favorites: period glass, furniture, and jewelry. But behind Sherry's smiles are negative feelings she harbors around having type 2 diabetes. It is another reason patients with diabetes don't adhere to their treatment. The discouragement Sherry feels is so strong that she hasn't completely complied since she was diagnosed 8 years ago.
I became dependent on insulin within a year and a half, and I was pretty dismayed. It's like, why try? Why try? Taking the insulin, I sort of felt, okay, like this disease has already beat me. The sadness and the frustration at, okay, I have to give myself injections, and I'm going to have to give myself injections every day for the rest of my life, was very discouraging to me.
Sherry and Stephen have two daughters, 19-year-old Jessica and 20-month-old McKenna.
Everyone in my family knows I haven't been taking care of my diabetes. And I have a history of not consistently following through with what I need to.
I'm extremely scared and worried about her. I'm also hoping that this is a reality check.
In fact, Sherry just got out of the hospital after recovering from life-threatening dehydration caused by extremely high sugar levels in her blood. It was a direct result of not adhering to her insulin regimen.
I became very, very sick. Right before my hospitalization, I was probably taking one injection every 3 or 4 days when I really needed to be injecting 3 times a day. It's been a huge struggle. Out of control diabetes, it's dangerous. I'm risking my life. I can't deny that I have a disease when my body's shutting down.
But Sherry is now starting a series of new steps to help her adhere to treatment.
So, despite how you feel, you need your insulin.
Among them,
it really works well.
One-on-one counseling.
Right, but you need it every day for each meal.
She's also taking refresher classes.
People have adherence to insulin issues, and some of them
classes that teach people with diabetes about sticking to their treatment on all levels, from diet to exercise and medications.
Patient education is essential in improving adherence.
We want you to know that you're not alone.
Is if it's depression related to diabetes per se, we can discuss the issues. And actually, I like to leave my patients with a message of hope that there is so much we can do nowadays to improve the lives of people with diabetes.
The other lesson Sherry's learning is how to get past her second big obstacle to adherence: anxiety over the potential side effects of taking insulin. The one at the top of Sherry's list, weight gain.
And I would try to see, oh, maybe I can take less insulin than what I need to. There were periods of time where if I wasn't taking my insulin, I was losing weight. That was dissuading me from following through on the insulin like I should.
People struggle a lot with anxiety over potential side effects of the medications. Weight gain is an issue that's associated with insulin, but if we use just the right amount of insulin with appropriate lifestyle modifications, people do not necessarily need to gain weight.
Modifications like regular physical activity and better eating habits.
One of the things I'm trying to do with the diabetes is start eating healthier.
Look at these peppers.
We have a really nice farmer's market.
Here. Ooh, you want to pick out green beans?
For me, it's more vegetables, different vegetables, learning how to cook with them.
Living with diabetes does not have to be difficult, particularly when people realize how much better they feel if they adhere.
Those are nice. I like those.
And while Sherry's learning to stop avoiding insulin and to live a healthier lifestyle,
these are really good. These are delicious.
She's also working to break down a third barrier to adherence, avoiding her doctor's appointments.
It's embarrassing to go to the doctors, you know, every few months and be told, okay, you know, Sherry, it's, you know, worse than last time. What are you doing? Do you want help? And my plan really was to, if I moved it back a few weeks, was to really get things under control for those few weeks so that I can say, look, I've been doing better. Look, I've been doing what I need to be doing.
So tell me a little bit about what happened before you came into the hospital.
Another change, following her recent health scare, doctors added a long-lasting insulin to Sherry's regimen.
And we like that one because it lasts 24 hours. So it's more like how your normal insulin would act.
Okay.
And hopefully that will really work with your lifestyle, with the kids, and with the regimen.
Okay.
How often were you?
The physician needs to listen to the patient and try to simplify the regimen and try to adjust it as much as possible to the patient's lifestyle. If patients know why they're doing certain things and what are the benefits anticipated from certain medications, they're a lot more likely to comply.
And both Stephen and Sherry are seeing the first positive steps toward compliance.
I sort of joke with her at times that McKenna wants Sherry to see her graduate. And, you know, we've got quite a ways to go. McKenna's only 20 months old now, so she's got to take care of herself for quite a while to be here to see that. And that's just, you know, the first benchmark that we want to hit.
My sugars have been, you know, perfect. My family's all happy for me. I mean, they genuinely are, you know, like, yay! Yay for Mom, yay for Sherry. And that's motivating too.
Sherry knows that the support from her family, one-on-one counseling, and her group classes are all adding up to an improved outlook and increased adherence.
I believe that this is really the turnaround for me. I want to live my life and be as healthy as possible, And the only way that I can do that at this point is to really take this disease seriously and start with just taking care of myself, taking the insulin like I'm supposed to.
It's extremely dangerous to skip intentionally or non-intentionally insulin injections. This inevitably will lead to poor control of diabetes, and it will lead to complications of diabetes, retinopathy, neuropathy, nephropathy, heart attacks, strokes, and all of those dreadful complications that are so preventable nowadays.